The first part of this year, which I'm going to deliver today, I remember delivering. Is this better? Only a little bit. Okay. It's not the microphone, it's the speaker. Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. The first part of this year, which I'm going to deliver, I remember giving is a chabura in the kolel. I was then a member of the kolel here at the yeshiva, and I think it was the time, the transition between Rabban Lichtenstein, Zichron Levracha, and Rabbi Schechter taking over as the Rosh HaKolel. So it goes back in my head, part of it, at least the initial part. And as Rabbi Penner said, you know, whenever I think about yeshiva, you know, my entire, I think it was, Rabbi Parnas once used it from cradle to grave, but was here from high school through smicha, spent many years, wonderful years by the Rav. But, you know, whenever I think about YU, I said this once before, it's like Yankee Stadium is the house that Ruth built. Yeshiva University is, you know, we think about it, it centers around the Rav and his extraordinary legacy. So, and this is close to his 25th yahrzeit, it's appropriate to that is here at Yeshiva, a commemoration for him. The Rambam in Hilchot Perek Gimel, in your notes, it's number one. The Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam collates in Hilchos Chanukah all the laws of Hallel, says that Avo b'roshi chadoshim kriyas ha'halel minig ve'enu mitzvah u'minig zeh b'tzibur lifikach korun b'diluk ve'en levochin olav she'en levochin al ha'minig v'yochid lo yikra klal v'im hischil yashlim v'yikra b'diluk t'kederach she'korun ha'tzibur v'chein b'shar yimei ha'pesach korun b'diluk k'roshi chadoshim. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of saying halel on Chanukah is only a minhag. This is based on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Rav, when he came Rosh Chodesh, he saw the people were saying Hallel, and he was surprised because there is no obligation to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says because there's no Issa Malacha. The Magid Mishnah cites the Gemara's in Erechin. So why is it they were saying Hallel? And then he saw they were saying it, skipping certain parts, Bedilug, and then he realized it was a minhag. There's a discussion about whether you say a bracha on the halal of Rosh Chodesh, since we generally don't make a bracha on a minhag. From the Rambam seems that you don't say a bracha. Rabbi Notam was of the opinion you do make a bracha. He cites that Gemara as a proof. After all, why did Rav have to wait till in the middle of the halal that they were skipping, and that's what, you know, indicated that it was a minhag? You could have seen by the way that they didn't make a bracha. So Rabbi Natan says that you do make a bracha on Hallel. But the Rambam says you don't. But the strange language of the Rambam is that Rosh, he says, just to look, the Rambam says, U'minuk zek b'tzibur, l'fikach korim b'dilug, v'ein mevochen olav, she'ein mevochen alaminuk. The Rambam says, this mitzvah, the Rambam's opinion that this should be said b'tzibur, we don't say Hallel Rosh Chodesh, if we're saying it b'chidus by ourselves, and then it says, "Kom b'dilg ve'ein mevochem she'ein mevochen al minig." And the Rambam has somehow linked that, you know, since it said b'tzibur, right? Therefore, we say it b'dilug. We say it skipping parts of the halal, and we don't make a bracha because it's a minig. I mean, what's the link between, since we don't say it b'yoch, we don't say it. Be yechidus individually only if we say it with a minion, but tzibur, and that which you know, that said but tzibur and diluk. So what I'd like to suggest is this: there's an obligation on yontif to say halal. According to some rishonim, the Ramban is the opinion that's a chiyuv d'oraisa to say halal on yontif, but Rosh Chodesh, because as the Gemara says, there's no isa malach on Rosh Chodesh. There's no obligation to say halal. But as the Rav would always indicate, the Rosh Chodesh has the three parshas in the Torah in terms of the halachas of Yontif. One is the parsha of Isa Malacha, and that's in Emor. And then there's the parasha of the Karbonos of Yontif, that's in Pinchas. And also then there's the parasha of the different mitzvahs related to the individual Yontif, whether it be Lulav or Matzah and so on. So the Rav said, Rosh Chodesh doesn't have the Kedushas Hayom of Issa Melacha, but it has the Kedushas Hayom of Korban, the parasha of Pinchas. So what I'd like to suggest is this. That's why on Rosh Chodesh, the Hallel, the Machayev of the Hallel, in, on the level of Minig, of course, is the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh. The Hallel, we say, therefore, is the Hallel that was said related to Korban. And as we know that the Kohanim, the Levim, in the Beis HaMikdash, used to say Shira, they would sing song during the Avoda. As a matter of fact, just parenthetically, the name Soloveitchik, the tradition in the family is, because Soloveitchik in Russian means nightingale. And they had a tradition in the family, the Soloveitchiks, that they were from the Meshorim in the Beis HaMikdash. They were from the singers of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the name Soloveitchik. As a matter of fact, at the OU Press now, when we publish a book from the Rav, we just did, you might say, we just published a commentary on Megillah, Rav's commentary. So if you look at the back cover, you'll see a little nightingale. So that's our new emblem for things that we put out from the Rav. I heard the Rav Davin Ne'ila in Boston. I'm not 100% sure that they were from the Meshorim, but anyhow, they might have been from the Meshorim, but they assumed that they were. The Rav had a tremendous interest in music. I once heard from Van Salvechis, I think he said in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that he said that you know, appreciation of music is just one level, you know, somehow related to Nevuah. So the Rav, sometimes you just listen, because classical music, Tov told me this once, that he'd come from a shir, he'd be exhausted, he'd just sit on a chair and listening to, you know, classical music, QXR, whatever it was. So the Hallel that was said on Rosh Chodesh, I'd like to suggest, that's the Hallel because of Korban. That's Hallel, that's the Betovah Shira, just the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Levim would say Shira on the Korbanos. So maybe that's why if that's the reason for the Minig, that Chiyuv, after all the Chiyuv of the Korbanos, that were brought, the Musafim, weren't an obligation on the individual, they're an obligation on the community, the Chovas Tzibur. And therefore the Hallel is a Hallel of Tzibur. And therefore this Hallel, which was said as Shira, that Hallel, therefore, that's what the Rambam says, this is said by Tzibur, and it's said by Diluk. Why by Diluk? Because this Hallel is said as Shira. If it's Shira, not Kriya Sahalel, not Amira, so then it could be said even as being said a song, so we can be medallic in the Hallel as well, and that's why the Rambam has linked this Halacha B'tzibur with Diluk. Now, this distinction I want to just reference, Revelvel has in Revelvel's Chidushim, Priskov's Chidushim, so in Hilchas Chanukah, I'm not going to go through Revelvel's, it's a very extensive shtickel and a very important one, but I just want to cite one thing which he has. He quotes from the Ran in Ave Psochim, and this is number two in your source sheet. So the Ran quotes from Rav Hai, there's an issue in Rishonim, Toisus in Ave Psochim, Togam Machlok Shon, do you make a bracha on the Hallel at the Seder? So the Ran quotes, our minig is that we don't say bracha on the Hallel on the Seder. So the Ran quotes from Rabbeinu Hai. Rabbeinu Hai goes, "Our kasa b'tshuva she'ein mevochin al ha'halo shebeleil pesachim ligmos ha'halo she'ein anu korin also b'tos korin ela b'tos omeshira shekach shanina rebegamliya omevchulu ubesof lefikach anu chayovin lehodos lehalel lefikach imbo odnu levorach mashdikin also elu divrei hagoyin." So the Ran quotes from Rabbeinu Hai going that you don't say a bracha on the Hallel. His opinion was you don't say a bracha on the Hallel at the Seder, and that's because the Hallel at the Seder was not said as Amira, Kriyas HaHallel, but Betoras Shira. So you see that Hallel can be said both as Kriya and as Shira. The Hallel that we say on Yontif, on the Yom Tovim, that's the Betoris Kriya. The Hallel that said, says the Haigon, at the Seder is said as Shira, as we see from the language of the Haggadah, the Fika Chanachlu, as Chayovim Lahodus Lahallel, Lashim Chagadol, so you see it's said Betoris Shira, and therefore the Goyen says, the Haigon says that we don't make a bracha on that. So I'd like to suggest that maybe that's the reason on Rosh Chodesh that we don't say a bracha, according to the Sephaigon, because we don't say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, not like Rabbi Natan, because that halal, the halal of Rosh Chodesh is said bedilug, so it's said as shira. So it's not just because it's a minute that we don't say halal. We don't say halal mikra din, according to Rabbi Haigon, because it's said as shira. You know, there's a discussion, you know, in many shul, do you say halal on Yom Ha'atzma'ut? That's presuming that you're saying halal, but let's assume that you're saying halal. Do you say it as, some shuls say it, most, I think, general meaning, and most don't. The Rav said halal on Yom Ha'atzma'ut without a bracha. But if, according to this Haigon, halal on Yom Ha'atzma'ut is halal on Anes, offhand, that halal is not the halal of Yom Tov Tos Kriya, it would be the halal of Shira, so therefore you wouldn't say a bracha. Now, based on what we wouldn't say a bracha, excuse me.
What about Dilut on Yom Ha'atzma'ut?
So, I don't know that you have to be Medalik to say B'Torah Shira. After all, we're not Medalik of the Halal, which is said B'Torah Shira at the Seder. But there were those who are Medalik. I know the Rav had years one way or the other. Sometimes he'd say the Chatzi Halal, sometimes he'd say full Halal. But if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Avadya Yosef used to say half Halal Yom Ha'atzma'ut. So I don't know if it's related to this. So I just want to, based on what I said before, that the reason the Ram says the Halal of Shira is the Halal as demonstrated in terms of the level of Minig on Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam could have cited, if the Rambam held like Reb Haigon, he should have said the reason you don't make a bracha on the halal of Rosh Chodesh is because it's being said b'Torah Shira, like the halal at the Seder. The Rambam doesn't say that reason. The Rambam says you don't say a bracha is because it's minog, v'ein mevorchen on a minog. So it seemed that the Rambam does not hold like Reb Haigon's svara. And Ravel assumes in the Rambam that the Rambam does hold like Reb Haigon. Now, in terms of the halal at the Seder, just in general, that halal can be said when it's said b'Torah Shira, it's not, and not b'Torah Kriya is a halal, so therefore you don't need the entire halal. That principle, I think Ravel cites it in one place also, but it's demonstrated by the Gemara in Pesachim, which the Gemara says, this is source 3, the Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, after Yisrael shochtu es bischein v'notu lulaveim v'lo amru shira, so is it possible that they would take shecht the korban pesach and or on sukkahs take the lulav and not say halal? How is that possible? So you see that the halal as relates to the korban pesach and the halal of that we say with the lulav is halal of shira. But in terms of Korban Pesach, it can be demonstrated because the Gemara tells us that the Korban Pesach was always slaughtered, was offered in three ketos, three groups. The Gemara learns that, because it says Kal Eda, they would say Halal, and the Gemara says that if they finished, they would say Halal as their slaughtering the Korban Pesach, Koras Ahalo, Vim Gomu Sheni, Vim Sheni Shlishi, Afu Pishalo Shilchum Yamehem, Yehudomi Mimehem Shalkat Shlishi Shlo Higila Hafti. So there would be three groups. As they were bringing the Korban, they would say the Hallel, and the Mas says if they've completed, they completed, if not. And the third group, when they would offer the Korban Pesach, they never even reached to Vyahafti. So they only said part of the challah. So what's the key of saying part of a challah during the Korban Pesach? So that goes good with the Revelus saying, because that challah said a shira. If it said a shira, so it's not reading this particular parsha, that can be said even as a even an incomplete halal in terms of the text. That's also Kiyum of Shira.
Is there a few like in the Bracha, if you say it in the dual, like access, and if you say it, I mean, I got it.
Right. There could be a difference between the halal, that the halal at night, which is Septic Sessa, called Kilel Hiskadish Chag, for those who say that halal is Sepitoris Amira. The halal at the Seder, and therefore that halal would require a bracha. The halal at the Seder is being said a shira. If we use the terminology of a Haigon, there's no bracha. In general, you see that the halal at the Seder is said a shira from the fact. Actually, the Velvacoins, this is really the Mordechai cites this. I'm not sure if I quoted this in the source sheets. But the halal, the Mordechai says that you see, I mean, the halal is very strange. We break the halal into two sections, right? There's the halal on the second coast, and there's the halal we completed on the fourth coast. So how do you have that? And you have a meal in the middle. I mean, it's sort of like, I remember this was when I was growing up in the Queen Jewish Center. You know, Herschel Epstein was saying in the middle of right after Kedusha, we give the chon and everything. But, you know, how kind of a halal you have a meal in the middle of the halal? The answer is that this is the halal. This is the Mordechai saying this. The Ma'adav Sikim B'Halal Delel HaSeder is because it's said B'Torah Shira. And therefore, it's a special halal. And we see it from the Xeris HaKosim when we say halal, because it says, Hashir Hazeh Yelachem Kelel His Kadesh Chag. Like the halal that we say the night of the Seder, in the Pasuk it's called Shir. So he said it's the halal of Shira. Now, I just want to mention this. There may be another reason in terms of the halal itself, the night of the Seder. The Rav said, and I have decided the Ram Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rav quoted the name of his grandfather, Reb Chaim, that we know that there's a mitzvah all year, every day, of Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. And there's a special mitzvah, the night of Pesach, of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim. If I have time, I'm going to come back to this. What's the difference between the mitzvah of Schira and the mitzvah of Sipa? So Reb Chaim cited there are several differences. One of them is that the Rav has this in a Yortzeit Shir also, that Schira is just a remembrance of it. Sipa requires, first of all, requires that it should be through question and answer, Shaila or Tshuva. Sipa also involves, which Schira does, in explaining the mitzvahs halayla. Kol shelo amigimut v'am elo b'ped lo yotzi dei chavoso. And the Rav added also that Sipa, as opposed to Schira, requires halal. And that's an essential ingredient in the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim. As the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, number five, so the Rambam says, you know, the Lahodos, Lashem Yisbarach, and so on. So the halal of the Hodor, the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, is an essential part of the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Rama says, "V'chol mishi Yosef b'mayim v'yarech hadvama b'agdolus masha osolano Hashem u'masha osolano hamitzum mi ovel v'chomes v'eich lakach Hashem nekmasen b'hem u'behodos l'Hashem yis'ala al kol tuv shkemalon yed Yosef tov." And so now coming back to the more fundamental question, why don't we make a bracha, which we shouldn't deal with, why don't we make a bracha, Rashpo asked and others, why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipitz and Sraim, the night of the Seder? Why is there no bracha? So the Rav said the Rav said that the reason that we don't make a bracha, this is what he suggested. He suggested that we don't make a bracha, you know, but before I get to the answer at the night of the Seder, why don't we make on Sipin Sis Mitzrayim, he said, there's a very interesting Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says in Rosh Hashanah, it's Daf Yud in the pages of the Rif, that the reason, he said, the Baal HaMor historically says that, we know when we blow shofar before, which is called the Tkiyas de Me'umot, and then we blow shofar again in the midst of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Rav's minhag, by the way, is he used to blow shofar like the Orach, also in the Tefillah Belachash, like Nusach Sfar. But we blow before, and we blow during the Shemoneh Esrei as well. And the Baal HaMor says, initially, when in the time of the Talmud, when they only blew in the Tefillah, there was no bracha on the shofar. The bracha on shofar, the bracha k'sara, shekhtonot z'chano, the Ram's text, the Shmuel Kol Shofar, or the Rabbi Natan was Liskoa. So that bracha was only instituted much later, after they instituted the blowing of the shofar prior to the Shemoneh and Tzitzis Me'umot. And the Rav explained, why didn't they have the bracha when they blew the shofar as part of the Shemoneh Esrei? So the Rav had a klal that you don't make a bracha, a mitzvah, which is defined in the context, in the coordinate system of bracha, you don't make a bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on a bracha, so to speak. So therefore, if shofar, which was the shofar that was integrated into the Shemoneh Esrei, that was part of the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, there was no bracha on it, because the tefillah itself is composed of brachas. Once they isolated it and put it before, that's when they instituted the bracha. The Rav said also, that's why don't we don't make a bracha, for example, we don't make a bracha on Kriya Shema. Rishonim, by the way, isn't there a bracha on Kriya Shema? The Ramban assumes that the bracha on Kriya Shema is bracha of Avarah. But the Rav said also, because Kriya Shema is integrated into the Birkas Kriya Shema. As a matter of fact, the Rav was very marked what he said from his grandfather, Reb Chaim, that if a person has a choice between davening, we don't do this, but if a person has a choice davening Kriya Shema Bizman with the brachas, or davening Betziba, it's preferable to daven Kriya Shema with the brachas. That's why in the Rav used to, in Maimonides, they always used to coordinate the time to always make Zman Kriya Shema. I'm talking about Shabbos. And because the Birkas Kriya Shema are part and parcel of the, at least on the Drabbana level of Kriya Shema, if you think of the theme, as the Rashba points this out, the Rav pointed it out, if you think about the theme of the Birkas Kriya Shema, you'll see that the Birkas Kriya Shema parallel the themes of each of the parshiyos of Shema. What's the theme of the first parshiyos of Shema? Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim. What's the theme of the first bracha of Kriya Shema? Yotze Or, that God's the creator. What's the theme of the second parshiyos of Shema? Talmud Torah, right? Talmud and Mitzvah, right? That's the bracha of Avraham Rabba. What's the theme of the third bracha of Kriya Shema? Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to get back to that, right? What's the theme of Emes V'Emunah, Emes V'Yatziv, right? So that's why we don't make a bracha, because it's defined within the context of the Birkas Kriya Shema. Therefore, there's no bracha. The Gemara says in Megillah, who was it? Shubin Arachti asked him, B'mahai Rachti Yomim, why was it that you merited to have such a long life? So he answered that he instituted the because he never l'sati copy below bracha. I never duchened without making a bracha. You know, the kohen make a bracha before. What's so remarkable? Every kohen does that before you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. So the Rav explained, because till his time there was he instituted the bracha on Nesias Kapayim. Shekitzon Sof Tivanu, right? Levarachas Am Bi Ahava. Right? Why? What's so remarkable? Because the Rav said there wouldn't have been a bracha on Nesias Kapayim, because again, it's within the context of the Shemoneh Esrei. There wouldn't have been a bracha. And apparently, I think it was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he said, I did it because, in other words, that he did it, that was remarkable. And the Rav said, the remarkable thing, why did he do it? He wanted to emphasize this aspect, namely, something which is also forgotten nowadays, be'ava, with love. So a mitzvah that's defined within the context of bracha, the Rav said, you don't make a bracha. And Sipritz Yisraim also, since the kiyum of Sipritz Yisraim comes also through bracha, so so therefore there wouldn't have been a bracha. Therefore there is no bracha on Sipritzis Mitzrayim. So I would like to just suggest another reason why there's no bracha, based on what we said, that as the Reb Haigon says, on Shira, by the Hallel of Shira, which is the Hallel of the night of Pesach, you don't make a bracha, because it's and just in terms of the philosophy behind it, is because Shira is something spontaneous. It's linked to the emotions. On that, it's not a defined, concrete Maisa HaMitzah, so to speak. So if it's said B'Torah Shira, you don't make a bracha. Sipritz Yisrael, the whole mitzvah is said as Shira. And therefore, there was no bracha instituted. And that's why I would suggest, as I said, because an essential ingredient of Sipritz Yisrael is Hallel. But it's not just the Hallel which is the Hallel. The whole night, right, is a night of Shira. That's why many have the minig that we say Shira Shirim the night of the Seder, and therefore we didn't. Therefore, bracha wasn't instituted. I want to suggest, and then I'm going to give you the Rav's answer. I want to first just maybe suggest another answer, but based on what the Rav said, you know, one of the strange things—it's really an anomaly. The Gaonim already bothered by this. If you were looking, what's the core text of the Seder of the Haggadah? What's the core text? Avami Oviravi, right? Avami Oviravi is in the Kshir Pashin Kisavo, that the pilgrim, when you bring Bikurim, would say, we'd read the passage of Avami Oviravi. If I was writing the Haggadah, right, what would you have taken? You would have, the explicit Pashis in the Torah, Shmos, right? Va'era Bo, Kriyas Yamsef, if the Rav thought Kriyas Yamsef wasn't the part of Sipritz Yisrael, but let's say if we throw it in, we put in B'Shalach as well. Why look all the way to to Pasha Bikurim? So I think this may be the answer. If the Sipritz Yisrael is said as Hallel, if you look through the Mishnayos in Bikurim, there are no more lyrical Mishnayos in Shas in Mishnayos than those that describe how a Mevi Bikurim would be Bikurim. They would come. And as they would enter, we're not going to describe the entire Mishnayos with the cows going in front of them. It's just such an extraordinary, beautiful scene that's described in the Mishnayos. And they would come, and the Levim would see them. They would stand up, Pashtov Amushira. They begin to say Shira. So, in terms of the Sipur itself, in terms of the text and the information, no doubt the Pashtos, the beginning of Shmos, seem to be the more appropriate ones. But as Shira, Alami Ovid Avi is the more appropriate text. And the halacha by Bikurim, which I cite over here, is, if you look, it's number 6. The Ram has description of this, the person, the pilgrim, comes and reads Alami Ovid Avi, and one of the halachas that require when you bring Bikurim is Shira, right? I'll just read the last line. Nimtzes Omesh Abikum to Unim Shiva Dvarim Havas Mokan Kli Kriya Korban Vishutnufa. But Shira is one of the halachas that are required in for the Kiyum of Bikurim. So now I just want to give you the Rav's answer. I wasn't giving my answer second, you know, because you wouldn't be listening afterwards. So the Rav gave a different answer. He would always emphasize this. I heard this from him many times. He said like this. If you look in the Mishnah says, and the Rambam uses saying, for doyrish kol hapasha kula, that you say Arami Ovid Ovi, v'doyrish kol hapasha kula. What does it mean v'doyrish kol hapasha kula? Because we, through the Midas Shatoy Nidrashas Behem, we interpret the Pasha of Arami Ovid Ovi related to Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? And so the Rav said, the night of the Seder is the night of Talmud Torah. And therefore, the Chazal wanted that not the Torah should be Alper, which would have been reading the Parshias at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. They wanted that it be a Kim of Torah should be Alper as well, as the Mishnah says. And the Ram says also, V'chol hamar bedrash Parsha zu harezeh meshubach. The more extensive is the interpretation of this Parsha in Kisov Arami harezeh meshubach. It's praiseworthy. So the night of the Seder is the night of Talmud Torah. And that's why they chose the parsha of Avami Avid, not the explicit parshias in Shmos. And just as a parallel to that, I'd like to suggest that why is it that it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah? Because the mitzvah is a mitzvah of the night of the Seder is a night of Kabbalah's Almach Shemaim. We see God's hand in history. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hutzei Sichem Me'eretz Yitzrayim. Our understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu, of God, is not just a God who created the world and stood away. It's a God who's intimately involved in history, intimately involved in our lives, and especially through the instrumentality of the Jewish people in history. So that theme, right, is Kabbalah Sobach Shemayim. And simply the Rav said, by Kriya Shema, the Rav would say that Kriya Shema is not only Kabbalah Sobach Shemayim, is also through the medium of Talmud Torah. And he cited several proofs. One proof is that Ava Laba, the Gemara tells us, is also Birkas HaTorah. If a person didn't say the Birkas HaTorah in the morning, inadvertently, he could be yotzei the Birkas HaTorah by saying the bracha prior to the Kriya Shema, the bracha of Ava Rabba. Right? You may have to learn, right, whatever, who may have to learn afterwards, but because Ava Rabba is, why is Ava Rabba Birkas HaTorah? Because Kriya Shema represents a unique and special kiyum of Talmud Torah. Proof the Rav cited also is from the fact that Gemara tells us about the Shimon Yochai v'Chaverav that maybe since it's Torasa Umnaso they should be potter from saying Kriya Shema. Gemara says no, the High Shinun and the High Shin, both of them are fulfillments of Shinun of Torah study. So you see that the Kiyum of Kriya Shema is a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. And the Rav said similarly, since the night of the Seder is also okay, and the Rambam says in Hilchos Kriya Shema, I should cite this. The Rambam says that the simple reading of the Rambam, this way that Reb Chaim interpreted the Rambam, Shagas actually a different reading is. I'm not sure if I quoted it, but the Rambam says that the Ram seems to say that all three parshas in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Kriya Shema, that all three parshas of Shema are midiraisa. The Ramban says only the first pasuk is midiraisa. Other Rishonim say the first parsha. Rashi seems to say the first parsha. The Rambam seems to say all three parshas. Then he says, reading all three, Zuhi Kriya Shema. This is the Kriya Shema. And Reb Chaim said, why is it that all three parshas? Why is it that all three parshas are midiraisa? Because the Rambam wanted to include also the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, remembering Yitzis Mitzrayim, as integrated into the Shema. And Reb Chaim answered, that may be the reason why the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. How did it disappear? So Reb Chaim said, because the Rambam thought that if we presume that all three parshas are Yiraisa, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So it's subsumed under Kriya Shema. And why is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim an essential ingredient in Kriya Shema? Because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Tzamach Shemaim requires recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one involved in history. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hutzeichem Me'eretz Yitzrayim. And therefore, the Rambam says, when he speaks about the order of the parshiyos, he says, I think I might have cited that here. Right, it's number 9. The Rambam says, Umahu kore shlosha parshas Elohim Shema v'hayim Shemoa v'yomer u'makdim likur Shema b'nei sheyesh bo yichud Hashem. When the Ram gives the order of the parshas v'avoso v'talmudo shehu ha'ikur ha'godol shakol talibo, and he says it has these three elements: yichud Hashem, God's unity; love of Hashem; v'talmudo, and study of His Torah. Shehu ha'ikur go, because that is the great principle that everything else is dependent on. So Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah and a unique fulfillment of Talmud Torah because it has this, because through Torah, that's a fulfillment of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. So the Ram says. So that's why the mitzvah, that's why the Rambam includes what the mitzvah Shechitzis Mitzrayim says Reb Chaim in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the Rav said that's why the night of the Seder is what? A mitzvah Talmud Torah. And that's why we prefer the Arami Ovid Ovi, Shadorish Kol HaParsha Kula, says the Rav. And that's why there's also, on this unique, special mitzvah Talmud Torah, there's a special Birkas HaTorah instituted in the Haggadah, namely, Baruch HaMakum Baruch Hu, Baruch Shana Santola Meso Baruch Hu. So, I wanted to just add, just what... Oh, you're pressed for time. So I'm.
The Rav also refers to the God Pi Hayom Lashem Lekecha, the Karu Zeh Shabbatis. So therefore, the Rav took the word Haggadah, not the God of the Binnacha, but from Haggadah.
From Haggadah's Eidos. Okay. I'm going to conclude in a second. I'm going to conclude with this, that these two themes that I spoke about Talmud Torah and Shira, they were what the Rav represented in his life. To the Rav, the Talmud Torah was Shira, was a song. And you know, anybody who learned by the Rav, you know, sometimes the Rav would say in a Yahrzeit Shir, you know, that he was preparing for the Yahrzeit Shir, and he overheard, you know, that like the Shechina was at his back, and he said, "Reb Yosheber, was sagst du wegen der Rambam?" And it was that sense of the song of Torah, the Shira, that he wanted to, I think, to communicate to us as Talmidim and to the broader American Jewish community. And in that, he was extraordinarily successful. You know, the Ponovitcher Rav says a wonderful Hayorah that says by, the Rav says in Megillah, that Yehoshua, a malach, right, an angel, came, we read in the Parsha, and he asked, he was angry with Yehoshua, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry. What was it? Is it because you mevatel the Talmid? He says, no, it's because you mevatel Torah. This is right before they're going to battle. Like the battle of Ai, because the Mevatel Torah. So the one says, that night, Yeshua and his entire army sat and learned, right? So, because it says, Atabasi, says the Ponovitcher Rav, such a wonderful insight. The Ponovitcher Rav says, Atabasi, now I came. What do you mean, now I came? Atabasi says, if it was just the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we understand, before you're going to go to battle, sometimes you're potter from Talmud Torah. But there's another dimension to Torah. It's the Torah is the song of our life. Atah is referring to Va'atem, Va'atah kisulachem is HaTorah Azos. Va'atem kisulachem is HaShir Azos. Because Torah is not only, Torah is also a song. It's the song of the Jew. It's integrated into his soul. That's what the Rav was. You know, the Rav was, the greatest, I've said this so many times, the Rav was the greatest mind of his time. Not just the greatest Jewish mind. He was just extraordinary, beyond words. His integrity, his brilliance, his pedagogy. He was just beyond words. And you had that sense of, you know, the link, the Mesorah. That's another reason why we prefer the night of Seder, I think, is that Torah should be Alper, because Torah should be Alper is Nitzim b'Mesorah. Torah should be Ksav, there's no Mesorah, it's B'Ksav. It was this sense of Mesorah and that sense of responsibility that the Rav had to pass on this extraordinary Mesorah. I just want to conclude with this story that I once heard from the Rav. It made an enormous impression on me. I remember once we were in Shir, and the Rav said that he remembers as a child in Chaslavich that there was the Safed, the diner in the Besdin, you know, the secretary of the Besdin was a very old man. And he told the Rav, then probably Beryl, a young boy, he said, "I remember as a child there was an old chazan that I knew. And this old chazan told me that that when he was young, he was part of an itinerant choir that would go from town to town. And they once went to Vilna, and he saw a very tall man standing with the Talmidim around him, or people standing in a semicircle. And he asked, "Who is that person?" And he said, "That person is the Chosid of Vilna." The Goyen in his time, ironically, was called the Chosid of Vilna, right? The Shagas Ari was the one who called him the Goyen. And it made such an impression on me. It meant the Rav saw somebody who saw somebody who saw the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen. And it was that, you know, that link of the Mesorah, that song of the Torah, that with this extraordinary brilliance, the Rav communicated. And he was just, in that respect, just extraordinary. That's the night of the Seder, we remember it. The Mesorah, the Torah Shri Al-Peh, Yehi Zichro Baruch.